So when teams blitz, you beat them with hot reads, you beat them with big plays. When they're just really intent on covering, how do you beat that?
Well, obviously not the way we did it today. Coach Marinelli's defense has often, been a bend but don't break defense and make you go to length of the field with their feeling they can get you to turn over. And I think today played out kind of how they wanted to. You know, we dinked and dunked them at times and got some good yardage, and they made us turn it over, taking points off the board.
They haven't had an interception yet.
I never saw him. It was obviously threw it right in his chest. But yeah, I never saw him. I was looking backside to Tay and then came to Randall and peeked out to Jordy. And didn't feel him there. So.
Mike said in a championship season, what happened today provides important moments you can learn from. Is it too early for you to feel like that?
Or five games in. I think, you look back at some of the words that are said after games like this, when you're at that point, it's probably a little sweeter, but right now it stings. It's, losses are tough. Home losses are tough. The only silver lining here is that we play again in 4 days, so we can hopefully wash this taste out of our mouth pretty quickly.
Aaron, what's it like to get booed at home?
I mean, look, we're upset. They're upset. It's part of it. It's not the first time. Probably won't be the last time.
Mike said earlier when he was in here, he said you play your strengths, and for so long, the strengths have been you and the passing game here. How do you get both those things back to where you're happy with them?
Well, you work on them. I think, we were close tonight. I missed a couple, possibly the one to Rodgers down the middle, and then obviously threw it right to Barry there on a drive that was starting out pretty promising. Other than that, there were multiple times we had to extend plays because guys weren't open on normal timing and even slightly later than normal timing. We changed some things up there at times and got the ball to Jordy eventually. And I thought Ty did a great job for us. It was a great change up out the backfield, caught a lot of passes. We're going to have to figure out Eddie's health and where we go from here in 4 days. But we got to improve. I got to play better for sure. And we got to get open and catch it consistently and throw it a little bit better.
What are you doing after a game like that yourself? I mean, what do you go back and do?
We'll have a glass of scotch and chill out a little bit, watch the film. I'm my biggest critic. I look at this as finally as I look at every other game and improve. It was close. There were a couple. The one to Randall, it would have been nice to hit. And then, obviously, the fumble down there kills us. And then miss Richard. But other than that, I felt better. I felt my movement was good tonight. I felt the line blocked really well. We got to do a better job of hitting the ones we're used to hitting.
You said a couple of times, I've got to play better. I realize it's everyone has to look in the mirror and do what they need to do better. But why do you think you're not playing the way you?
That's what we'll figure out here watching this film. And we're hard on ourselves, and I'm as hard as anybody on myself. So I'm gonna get it fixed. Just been a little bit off.
Aaron, did you connect at all with Brett today before the game?
No, I didn't see him. I mean, I saw him. I didn't get to talk to him, though.
Does a loss like this do anything to the confidence of this team? It's always been such a confident team.
I mean, I don't think so. I really don't. I think that It's gonna highlight the kind of team that we have. I think adversity highlights, the pride of your team and the ability to bounce back, hopefully from things like this or not. And hopefully it's the positive reaction to this type of adversity. It's a disappointing loss, probably all three phases. I wish we could have done some things better, but offensively we gotta score more points. Obviously, we gotta do a better job in the red zone. Last 2 weeks we've been not very good. And we'll get it fixed. So I'm confident we'll get it fixed, and I don't think anybody's going to going to lose their confidence in the room. You know, we got to respond here 4 days and play a lot better.
Aaron, do you remember the last time you went Big Five before today?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while for sure. We haven't had five in a while.
What do you think of kind of this back to the future approach of changing personnel so much? And it's something you guys haven't done for a long time as you became enamored with the no huddle. Do you think this could, despite the outcome, maybe be what you guys need to get where you need to be on that?
Well, we need to get healthy. So we got to see who's out there playing. If Eddie can't go, you know, and James can't go, we're going to need to do something and either bring somebody up or figure out a way to use Ty most effectively. But, that's the most important thing is getting healthy. And that'll allow us to get in some other personnel groups, hopefully. If not, you know, then we're going to have to go to some, you know, just a couple of personnel groups where we feel good about Ty in the backfield.
Aaron, was it disappointing to hear the booing there late in the game?
No, I mean, that's, like I said, they asked, you know, Jason asked earlier, it's, you know, it's expected when you're not playing well. And again, it's not going to be the last time. It's not the first time we've heard that. So they have a right to do that. We're just as pissed as they probably were watching that game.
You guys didn't see this coming, this performance. I mean, last week we talked a lot about you guys, and it was, you know, one or two plays away and everything like that. Coming into this game, you think you didn't really see this performance coming?
Well, I mean, that's a good football team. They're a good team, but the good thing is it's all correctable on our side. You know, we haven't turned the ball over like that in a while. We gotta clean that up. We put five balls on the ground and threw a pick as well. So, you know, notoriously our offense has done well because we've been efficient, but we don't turn the football over. So we got to fix that quickly. Or there's going to be more nights like tonight.